بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم سورة ياسين شريف من الله تعالى accept the recitation من الله تعالى send the sawab to all the marhumin families friends Many passed away recently. And also there are so many people who are sick. May Allah Ta'ala grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir. O Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Hafim Akhtar Sahab, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. We had received news that he wasn't well last night, but Alhamdulillah this morning he was stable. But there's a request that we should make special dua for his sihat. We know how Hazrat used to come here and so many people throughout the globe have changed their lives. Allah Ta'ala used him for so many people changing their lives and becoming closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So these are our mashayikh, these are our elders, and their wujud, their existence and their living in this world, for as long as they live, it is a blessing for us. And therefore when we make dua for them, we say, Damat barakatuhu, may their blessings be for long. O mudda dhilluhu, that their shadow, the shade, may be spread out for a long time. In other words, they must be with us for a long time so that we can benefit. They are not maqsood. Allah is maqsood, Allah is matloob. But they are those people who give us the guidance and show us the right path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that you should come here, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that used to be brimming. And he used to speak about ishq of ilahi, ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the marifat of Allah, and refraining from all sins. And this was his main focus, that we should make tark of all sins, all gunas. And therefore he would not even prescribe lengthy dhikr. Yes, he would emphasize the importance of making dhikr, but he wouldn't prescribe long wazifas and duas and adhkar. You see, the main thing in this time is to refrain from sin, and especially casting lustful glances at non-mahram women or beardless youth, because this is the scourge of society today. And almost every third or fourth email that we get is either some zina problem, or it's somebody busy with the laptop at night or the cell phone, and his poor wife catches him after some time when she looks at the history. Just before I came now, before Maghrib, it's the same question. Our mothers and sisters are crying. And we're not realizing what harm we are doing. We are ruining an innocent person's life. We want to live in filth, and we camouflage this filth like how a cat makes some excreta and then covers it up with some sand, pretending there's nothing. But then the smell gives her out. So there will be a time when a person will get caught up, will be caught out. And therefore, who are we fooling? Let us fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are tempted, then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is taqwa. Refrain from it. What lazzat will a person get? What happiness, what pleasure will he get? It's a few seconds of haram pleasure that he will derive, or she will derive. And after that, it's only the curses of the angel, the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the curse of the wife or the husband. There won't be any chair, any sukoon. Every time you're going to duck and dive. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding. Nobody is perfect. I mentioned so many times, the speaker is more in need than those who are being addressed. We have come for Islah, to reform ourselves. I mentioned the other day, what is reformation? You come some reform. A person who's deformed, he needs to be reformed. And if he doesn't reform himself, he'll remain deformed. So we need to reform ourselves so that we can perform. And we can do good deeds and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person whose car meets up with an accident is dented, is damaged, He leaves it like that. Imagine he brings the masjid every day. All the musallis will look at it. Why? You must sort your cow out. You must sort your cow out. Why don't you take it to some panel beater? In fact, when a person's car meets up with an accident, he'll try and conceal the car, park it in the garage, nobody must come to know. He feels embarrassed. Even though he was not at fault. So the same thing. Here is our islah of our heart. There's nothing to prove to anybody else if we are making our islah. We're not winning any competition. We're not doing it for anybody else. Each one of us needs islah for our own sake. And so that we can perfect this soul of ours and make this islah, reform ourselves. Otherwise we'll remain in the dented state, and before we know, Malakul Maut will come, it's all over. Inshallah, tonight we will discuss a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which perhaps we have heard many times before, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. A believer is the mirror of a believer. These three simple words. Two words are repeated. The word al-mu'min. The only new word is mir'at. Mir'at in Arabic means a mirror. Mir'at. So al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'mini. A believer is a mirror of another believer. This was actually a waaz of Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Mudda Dhilluhu, and he had given this talk somewhere. I found it, inshallah, will be beneficial to all of us, and therefore we will discuss this waaz of his. Mu'min ek aina hai. Aina in Urdu. Aina is the Urdu word which means a mirror. He said, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala farmate ki Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne irshad farmaya ke ek mu'min dusre mu'min ke liye aina hai. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator of this hadith. He says that Rasulullah said, a believer is a mirror of another believer. Ye hadith agarche bohat mukhtasar hai aur sirf teen alfaz par mushtamil hai, lekin is hadith mein hamare aur aapke liye taleemat ki ek duniya poshida hai. He says, even although this hadith comprises of just three simple words, it's a very brief hadith, very short, concise, but there are oceans of knowledge hidden in this three words, in these three words. Oceans of knowledge. He says, there's an entire world, a dunya poshida hai. A dunya, in other words, there's profound knowledge. So much of knowledge that can fill the whole world, so much of knowledge has been contained in these three simple words. And this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was Jawami'ul Kalim. He would say few words, but the meaning would be so vast. Is hadith ka zahiri mafhum to ye hai, ki jis tarah ek insaan jab aina ke samne khara hota hai, to usko aina ke andar apni shakal nazar aati hai. It's common knowledge that if a person standing in front of a mirror, stands in front of a mirror, so he will see his figure, his form, he'll see his face. Aur wo aina shakal aur surat ki tamam achaiya aur buraiya is insaan ko bata deta hai. Now what will he see in this mirror? He will see his form, he will see his face. The mirror will show him exactly all the good things that are on his face and all the defects on his face. So the mirror will show him all that is positive about him and all that is negative about him. Ki kya achai hai, kya burai hai, what is good in him, what is not good in him. Isliye ke bahut si buraiya aisi hoti hai jo insaan ko khud maloom nahi hoti. There are so many defects. So many times we have a scar, a mark on our face. Now we are unable to see it. The only time we will see this scar, this mark, this fault, this defect, is if we stand in front of a mirror. Jo insaan ko khud maloom nahi hoti. Man is unaware. Person is unaware himself that he's got some mark. He's got a pimple. He's got some scar on his forehead. Lekin aina bata deta hai. But the mirror will show him ki tumhare andar ye kharabi hai, that you got this fault. Matharan, agar tumhare chehre par siyah daag laga hua hai, to wo aina bata dega کہ تمہارے چہرے پر سیاہ داغ لگا ہوا ہے. Person has a black scar on his face. When he stands in front of the mirror will reveal to him that you've got a black scar. اسی طرح, exactly in the same way, ایک مؤمن بھی دوسرے مؤمن کے لیے آئینہ ہے. A believer is a mirror to another believer. So if we replace the mirror with a believer, اگر مؤمن میں کوئی خرابی یا برائی یا عیب ہے تو دوسرا مؤمن اس کو بتا دے گا. Remove the mirror and place another believer. Just like how the mirror will show you your positive things about you and the negative things about you, exactly like that, this believer will show you what are your faults and what are the good things, your good traits, your good qualities. اگر مؤمن میں کوئی خرابی یا برائی یا عیب ہے تو دوسرا مؤمن اس کو بتا دے گا, تمہارے اندر یہ خرابی یا یہ برائی ہے, تم اس کو دور کر لو. So the believer will show him that these are your faults, these are the wrong traits and characteristics you have, these are your faults, you need to remove these faults from your life, you need to reform yourself, you need to remove the scar that you have. So, اس بتانے کے نتیجے میں وہ اس خرابی کو دور کرنے کی فکر میں لگ جاتا ہے. The moment a person sees himself in the mirror and he sees this black spot, what will he do? He will go and he'll remove this black spot. Especially our woman folk. I don't think there'll ever be a home or a room without a mirror where there's a woman staying there. And of course, many of our youth also. I remember in madrasa days, there were some boys in a Jum'ah, they will stand in front of the mirror and they will comb and comb their hair for so long and their beard on the Jum'ah, because of course it's a Mubarak day and everybody looking spick and span. But some of them will spend hours on end. And therefore our principal, Abdul Hamid Sahib, will tell us to shave off our head, our hair. So there's no question of combing our hair. Because there's no time for a talib ilm or a student to while away his time, his life in just combing and combing his hair. Nonetheless, a woman, she will make sure that every small spot or tiny little mark that has come onto her face is removed completely. And she'll put up her makeup and then she'll look at the mirror a few times before going to any function or any wedding. So یہ ہے اس حدیث کا مطلب کہ ایک مؤمن دوسرے مؤمن کے لیے آئینہ ہے. The same way, a believer is a mirror to another believer. حضرت مفتی تقی عثمانی, after explaining this, he says, تمہاری غلطی بتانے والا تمہارا محسن ہے. The one who shows you your faults, the one who shows you your evil traits and habits and qualities, in reality he's doing you a favor. He's showing you kindness. Is hadith sharif mein dono ke liye sabak hai. There's a lesson for both. For the person who's looking at the mirror and for the mirror itself. Jo shakhs dusre ke andar kharabi dekh kar usko batata hai ki tumhare andar ye kharabi hai, uske liye bhi sabak hai. So even the person who is showing, who's acting as a mirror, there's a lesson for him as well. Let's understand. اور جس شخص کو بتایا جا رہا ہے اس کے لیے بھی اس حدیث میں سبق ہے. The one is looking at the mirror, is a lesson for him. لہذا جس شخص کو یہ بتایا جا رہا ہے کہ تمہارے اندر یہ خرابی ہے اس کو دور کر لو, اس کے لیے اس حدیث میں یہ سبق ہے کہ وہ خرابی بتانے والا پر ناراض نہ ہو. Person A is showing person B, these are your faults. The mirror is showing the person his faults. So the person who is seeing his faults, who is being told, informed about his faults, he must not become upset with the person who is now showing him his faults. Just like a person looking at a mirror and sees the scars on his face or the pimples on his face or her face, she will not start shouting the mirror. She will not become angry with the mirror.
کیونکہ حضور اکتر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے مؤمن کو آئینہ سے تشبیہ دی ہے. رسول وسلم likened the believer to امرا, کہ یہ ایک مؤمن دوسرے مؤمن کے لیے آئینہ ہے. That this believer is a mirror to another believer. اگر کوئی شخص آئینہ کے سامنے کھڑا ہو جائے اور آئینہ یہ بتا دے کہ تمہارے چہرے پر فلاں قسم کا داغ دبا لگا ہوا ہے, اس کو دور کر لو, تو وہ شخص اس آئینہ پر ناراض نہیں ہوتا, اس پر غصہ نہیں کرتا کہ تم نے مجھے یہ داغ دبا کیوں بتایا. Person looks at the mirror and sees the scar. Now he doesn't get upset with the mirror. Why are you showing me this scar? And why are you showing me this black spot? And why are you showing me this pimple? Doesn't become angry with the mirror. Doesn't start hitting the mirror. اس پر غصہ نہیں کرتا, بلکہ وہ شخص اس آئینہ کا احسان مند ہوتا ہے. اچھا ہوا کہ تم نے یہ میرے چہرے کا داغ بتا دیا. In fact, the person becomes happy. Lucky, I looked at the mirror and I was able to pick up my faults. So he will thank the person who showed him the faults. It was that person's kindness that he brought to the attention of this person his weaknesses. اب میں اس کو صاف کر لوں گا. After seeing one's faults, what's the next thing the person should do? He must clean these marks. He must remove, eradicate these marks. بالکل اسی طرح ایک مؤمن بھی دوسرے مؤمن کے لیے آئینہ ہے. اگر تمہارا ایک مؤمن بھائی تمہیں بتا رہا ہے کہ تمہارے اندر یہ برائی یا عیب ہے, یا تمہاری نماز کے اندر یہ غلطی ہے, یا تمہارے معاملات میں غلطی ہے, یا تمہیں اس کو کہنے کا برا نہیں ماننا چاہیے. Just like this person who shows us, but you got some weakness in your salat. I have observed that your namaz, you're not standing up from ruku properly. You're not saying, Sami Allahu liman hamida, ya qawma. It's not correct. You're hardly even waking up from the ruku, and you've already gone down into sajda. And between your two sajdas, you're not sitting properly. You hardly even finished the one sajda, you came into jalsa. You haven't even sat in jalsa properly, already gone into sajda. So somebody who observes this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a masjid when Sahabi came, performed his salat. Rasulullah called him. He says, Salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Read namaz, you haven't performed namaz properly. He goes back, he reads namaz, he comes back. Salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Irji, go back. Read namaz again. Third time it happened. Then Rasulullah explained to him the ta'adil of the arkan. The qiyam, the ruku, the qawma, the jalsa, the sajdas. Everything must be done properly, correctly, with itminan, not haphazardly, not doing it fast, just to get over the salat. Many women folk have this problem. Many men have this problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that salat, throws it back on the person's face like a dirty piece of cloth, rag. Allah is not in need of our salat. So if somebody shows us that, but you got to get your salat right, then take it in a good stride. Do not become angry with the person. Somebody shows us, see, your dealing was not correct. You're not dealing correctly. This is against Shariat. And then we should understand and implement this in our life. There's no need to become angry with the person. Aur us par ghussa nahi karna chahiye ki usne tumhe ye aib kyun bataya. You shouldn't become upset. Why you showed me this fault of mine? Aur us par naraz nahi hona chahiye. بلکہ اس کا احسان سمجھنا چاہیے کہ اس نے تمہیں تمہاری غلطی بتا دی. Be thankful, be grateful, the man showed me my weakness. اور یہ کہنا چاہیے کہ اب انشاءاللہ میں اپنی اصلاح کی فکر کروں گا اور اس عیب کو دور کرنے کی کوشش کروں گا. And tell him, inshallah, now I will try to change my life. I will try to reform my life. And whatever weakness you have pointed out to me, I will now change this and I will rectify and correct myself. حضرت دن گوزہ تو اسے غلطی بتانے والے علماء پر اعتراض کیوں؟ Many علماء کرام will discuss things and they show the weaknesses. They point out some weaknesses to the people. So why should we become angry with the علماء? آج کل لوگ علماء کرام پر ناراضگی کا اظہار کرتے ہوئے یہ کہتے ہیں کہ یہ علماء تو ہر ایک کو کافر کہتا ہے. Very common. You see, these Maulvis, they make everybody kafir, everybody fasiq. This is not true. Hazrat Maulana Shafi Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali farmate hai,
ki ulama logo ko kafir banate nahi. Ulama don't make people kafir. Balki kafir batate hai. There's a big difference between banana and batana. No alim makes another person a kafir. An alim shows the person that this action of yours was kufr. This action of yours was against shariat. This was a fisq that you had done. You had perpetrated, you transgressed the limits of sharia. You did this, you openly violated the laws of sharia. You flouted the rules. Somebody asked, what is a masala? So obviously you see this person has done wrong. So ulama don't make people kafir. They only show that the action that was done was against sharia. It was either kufr, it was shirk, it was bid'at, it was fisq. Uske baad ulama ikram ye batate ki tumhara ye amal kufr hai. Jis tarah aina tumhe batata hai ki tum badsurat ho, just like how a mirror shows you, either you're ugly, tumhare chehre par dhabba laga hua hai, you've got a big stain on your scar on your face. Wo aina banata nahi. The mirror doesn't make the scar come on the person. The mirror doesn't cause the scar and stain to come onto the person. It only shows the scar. It only reveals to the person, this is the wrong that you have got. This is the weakness that you have got. Ki tumne jo amal kiya, wo kufar ka amal hai, ya fisq ka amal hai, ya bidat ka amal hai. لہذا جس طرح آئینہ کو برا بلا نہیں کہا جاتا اور نہ آئینہ پر یہ الزام لگایا جاتا ہے کہ آئینہ نے میرے چہرے پر داغ لگا دیا ہے, بالکل اسی طرح علماء پر بھی یہ الزام نہیں لگانا چاہیے کہ انہوں نے یہ کافر یا فاسق بنا دیا. Exactly the same. The mirror shows us our weaknesses. The ulama show us our weaknesses. We should appreciate them showing us our weaknesses. And we shouldn't say that they're just rendering every person a kafir fasiq. Un par naarazgi ka izhar nahi karna chahiye. Then doctor bimari batata hai, bimari nahi banata hai. Hazrat explains more, he says, masalan baaz awqaat ek insaan ko apni bimari ka ilm nahi hota. Person doesn't know that he's got a certain disease within him. Ki mere andar fula bimari hai. Allah protect us, Allah safeguard us from all type of illnesses and diseases. لیکن جب وہ کسی طبیب اور ڈاکٹر کے پاس جاتا ہے تو ڈاکٹر بتا دیتا ہے کہ تمہارے اندر یہ بیماری ہے. اب ڈاکٹر کو یہ نہیں کہا جائے گا کہ تم نے اس شخص کو بیمار بنا دیا. Person went to the doctor. After the doctor checked him up, diagnosed him and said, bhai, you have got a certain sickness. Allah save us. Say, he says, you got cancer. And this person was unaware that he had cancer. Now, the patient won't accuse the doctor of giving him cancer. The doctor is only revealing to him, bhai, this is what you are carrying, this is what you got. Balki kaha jayega, jo bimari ho tumhare andar pehle se maujood thi, aur tum uski taraf se ghafil the, doctor ne bata diya, ki tumhare andar ye bimari hai, uska ilaj kar lo. All the doctor says that you had this disease from before and you were unaware of it. Your mind didn't even go towards that sickness that you may have got. You came to the doctor, he diagnosed you, and now he tells you this is your sickness and therefore this is the ilaj, this is the remedy, this is the prescription to be given to remove this disease from you. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib then gives an example, he gives some nasiha, he says there's an incident. میرے والد ماجد حضرت مولانا مفتی محمد شفیع صاحب قدس اللہ سرہ نے اپنا واقعہ سنایا. This is my father, حضرت مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ وسلم. ایک مرتبہ میرے والد ماجد یعنی میرے دادا بیمار تھے. مفتی شفیع صاحب's father was sick. مفتی تقی عثمانی's grandfather. دیوبند میں قیام تھا. They were living in دیوبند at that time. اس وقت دہلی میں ایک حکیم نابینا بہت مشہور تھے. There was a حکیم, a doctor, was blind, very famous, بہت حاذق ماہر حکیم تھے, very skillful, very proficient.
He was very famous. Everybody would go to him. Although he was blind, he would just feel the pulse, or just by sitting and talking and engaging with the patient, immediately he'll be able to diagnose the patient. Unka ilaj chal raha tha. And he used to go, and the people should go to him, and he should make ilaj of people. Main Deoband se Delhi gaya tha, taki walid sahab ka hal bata kar dawa le lu. So I went to Deoband, so that I can get some medication for my father. Chunanchi main unke matab mein pahuncha. I went to his clinic, aur Hazrat Walid sahab ka hal bataya, aur kaha ki unki dawa de di. I explained the condition of my father to the Hakim sahab, who was blind. I said, just give me the medication, the prescription for my father. Hakim sahab nabina the, he was blind. Jab unhone meri awaaz suni, when he heard my voice, when I spoke to him, farmaya ki main tumhare walid sahab ki dawa to baad mein dunga. Pehle tum apni dawa lo. I will give you your father's medication afterwards. First you take your medication. Pehle tum apni dawa lo. Maine kaha, main to theek thaak hu. I'm well, I'm fine, nothing wrong with me. Koi bimari nahi hai. I've got no sickness, no illness. Hakim sahab ne farmaya ki nahi, ye tum apni dawa lo. Take these medication. Just take this. Subah ye khana, dopher ye khana, sham ko ye khana. Morning we have this tablet, midday this tablet, evening this. Aur jab ek hafte ke baad aao, na hal bayan karna. After 1 week, take all this medication. After 1 week, you come back to me and tell me how you feeling. Chunanche, unhone pehle meri dawa di. First he gave me my medication, phir walid sahab ki dawa di. Then he gave me my father's medication. Jab main ghar wapas aaya, to walid sahab ko bataya ki hakim sahab ne is tarah mujhe bhi dawa di. Hakim home. So my father. So this is Mufti Taqi sahab said, when I came home and I told my father that Hakim sahab has given me also medication, what do I do? Hakim sahab ne is tarah mujhe bhi dawa di hai. Walid sahab ne farmaya ki jis tarah Hakim sahab ne farmaya isi tarah. Actually Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah went to bring the medication. So he brought the medication, he came to his father. He told his father, there's your medication, but Hakim sahab give me also some medication, what do I do? So Mufti Shafi sahab's father, who was sick, he said, no, you do exactly what Hakim sahab has told you. Jis tarah Hakim sahab ne farmaya, isi tarah karo. Unki dawa istemal karo. Use his medication. Jab ek hafte ke baad, dobara Hakim sahab ke paas gaya. After 1 week, he went back to the Hakim. To maine arz kiya ki Hakim sahab, ab tak ye falsafa samajh mein nahi aaya. Aur na koi bimari maloom hui. I can't understand. I can't understand what medication you gave me, what was the need for it. I didn't even feel that I had any sickness. Hakim sahab ne farmaya, guzishta hafta jab tum aaye the, when you came last week, tumhari awaaz sunkar mujhe andaza hua ki tumhare phepron mein kharabi ho gayi. I could make out you've got some problems with your lungs. Aur andesha hai ki kahin aage chalkar TB ki shakal ikhtiyar na kar le. I was worried, if you do not make ilaj of this, you can even suffer from TB. Therefore, dekhiye, I gave you this medication. Dekhiye, bimar ko ye pata nahi hai ki mujhe kya bimari hai. So, as the Mufti Taqi sahab says, imagine, a sick person, many times, does not know he's got certain sickness in him. Aur mualij aur doctor ka ye batana, ki tumhare andar ye bimari hai, ye uska ihsan hai. If some doctor shows him, some Hakim sahab shows him, but this is your sickness, this is what you're suffering from, then it is the kindness of the doctor, or the pharmacist, or the specialist, or the Hakim sahab, who's showing him that this is wrong with you, this is what's the problem with you. Tumhare andar ye bimari paida ho rahi hai, taki tum ilaj kar lo. Ab us batane ki wajah se doctor par ghussa karne, usse naraz hone ki zarurat nahi. Somebody shows you some specialist, some doctor, some GP. This is the sickness you are carrying. There's no need to become upset, angry with that person. So what is the point of the Mufti sahab is getting at? That some believer shows us our weakness, shows us our fault. Just like our mirror shows us our weakness, our fault, we do not become angry with the mirror. Like that, we must not become upset and angry with any person who shows us our weaknesses, our faults. Albatta. Batani ki tariqe mukhtalif hote hai. There are different ways of showing a person. Kisi ne aapki aib aur aapki kharabi ko achhe tariqe se bataya. Somebody showed you nicely. Kisi ne bedang tariqe se bataya. Somebody showed you a bit harshly. Lekin, agar kisi ne aapki burai ya aise tariqe se aapko batayi jo tariqe munasib nahi tha, tab bhi usne tumhari ek bimari par tumhe muttali kiya. Sometimes a person shows you, another believer shows you your weakness, but he shows you in a very hard way. And of course you become displeased. But what the ulama are saying, that accept it. He is showing you some weakness in you. And if he did not show you that weakness, then that weakness could have grown into more weaknesses. You become more sick spiritually. Therefore, accept whatever he is telling you. Isliye, tumhe uska ihsan manna chahiye. You should be appreciative of him. Arabi ki ek sher ka mafhoom ye hai, ki mera sabse bara muhsin wo hai, jo mere paas mere uyub ka hadiya pesh kare. There's a poem in Arabic which means that person who shows me, who reveals to me all my defects, my weaknesses, my faults, in reality he has given me gifts of his kindness and he's showing me my faults. Jo mujhe bataye ki mere andar kya aib hai. Jo shakhs tareef kar raha hai, tum aise aur waise ho aur usko barha chadha raha hai, jiske natije mein dil mein kibar aur ghurur paida ho raha hai. Ye bazaahir to dekhne mein acha maloom ho raha hai, lekin haqeeqat mein woh nuksaan pahuncha raha hai. But that other person who does not act as a mirror, he just praises you, makes you feel nice for nothing. Hey, mashallah, you like a buzrug. Look at the noor on your face. One thing, mashallah, you are going so high. He just thrills you. In reality, he is not helping you at all. He is causing harm to you. That's flattery. He is not being kind to you. He is causing more problems to you. He is not showing you your weakness. Although we like the mirror to show us only our good side. We don't want the mirror to show us our scars. But that's not the function of the mirror. The mirror is not biased. The mirror is not biased. It shows you exactly your shortcomings, your weaknesses, your defects, your faults, your scars, your pimples, your bruises. And it also shows you, mashallah, your beauty. Just like that, a believer, a true believer, al-mu'minu, a true believer, the word al here in Arabic, a perfect believer, a genuine believer, a sincere believer, he is a mirror of another believer. But the person who just comes and thrills a person, perhaps he has some ulterior motive. We say, dastarkhani dost. MashaAllah, when this dastarkhani is full, you got a lot of chows. Then the person comes to him, hey, how are you? Hey, long time we didn't see you. And he sits down quietly next to him. Why? Because now he's going to get some biryani and samosa. But there's no chows. Then he doesn't want to see him. Then he looks for that Dasar Khan with enough chows. Many times we go to Madina Sharif, Allah Ta'ala take us. Especially if you're fasting or a Monday, Thursday, we look at all the Dasar Khan first. And which Dasar Khan got the nice deeds? And where they got the dukkha, where they got nice bread. And that's the Dasar Khan we said. So we have to be sincere. Par hali hadith, ek taraf to ye tum, ye bata rahi hai ki agar koi shakhs tumhe tumhari galti bataye, us par naraz hone ke bajaye, uske batane ko apne liye ghanimat samjho. So simply what we have understood so far, any person who genuinely shows us our weaknesses or our faults, we should not become angry with him, we should appreciate he is showing us our weaknesses, our faults. Galati batane wala lanat malamat na kare. The mirror does not curse the person who looks at the mirror. When the mirror will show the faults, mirror doesn't curse the person, doesn't shout at the person, doesn't ridicule and belittle the person. So in the hadith mein dusra sabak, the one sabak we learned was the person who looks at the mirror. And he should appreciate that the mirror showed me my weakness. And the second aspect is the mirror itself. After showing the person, the person's faults, he doesn't shout at the person. Isme galti batane wale ko aina se tashbih di hai, aur aina ka kaam ye hota hai ki jab koi shakhs uske samne khara hota hai, ye bata deta hai ki tumhare chehre par itna bara daag laga hua hai, aur us batane mein na to wo kami ziyadati karta hai. He doesn't show anything extra, nor is it deficient in its showing the person exactly what it has seen. That is, the person looks at the mirror, whatever object is placed in front of the mirror will show exactly what is brought in front of it. And this is what the reflection will be. It won't show anything extra, more scars. It won't show lesser scars. Exactly what the object is, that is what the mirror will reveal. So the person who is now making islah, or the believer who is showing his friend, he will not show him extra faults and unnecessary weaknesses. Usko barha charha kar na bataye, us batane mein mubalagha na kare, he won't overdo it. So that is the other aspect of the mirror, that it shows the person exactly, or shows the true reflection of the object. And of course, then Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, we don't have much time, but he says that the person should not think low of the person whose weaknesses he is showing. He should not think of that person to be inferior. Then we find that the mirror, after a person looks at the mirror reflects the image, shows the person whatever his shortcomings were, the person moves away from the mirror. He's no longer in front of the mirror. A new person comes. Now the new person who comes, the mirror won't reveal to the new person the faults of the last person who came in front of it. Very important. The mirror will not show to the new person who is now viewing himself or herself the faults and the deficiencies and the weaknesses of the person who looked at it prior to him. A believer showed the weaknesses of his friend. Now he doesn't go and reveal this person's weaknesses to the public. That is not a true believer. Three words. Al-mu'min. A pakka mu'min. Genuine mu'min. Mir'at is a mirror of al-mu'min, a genuine believer. Both are sincere. The person who's accepting his weaknesses, the person who's revealing the weaknesses. Both are genuine, both are sincere. And therefore, the manner sometimes when you are going to show a weakness, of course, an ustad and sheikh, that's different. Sometimes the sheikh has to be a bit strict. Ustad has to be strict. The parent has to be strict. But we're talking about general believers. Your friend, another believer. You have to explain to him, reveal his weaknesses with a lot of hikmat and wisdom. You've got to do it tactfully. There's an occasion. There's a manner in which you are going to show him his weakness. You're not going to show him in front of every person. The famous story of Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhumah. They had seen an elderly person making ablution, making wudu. And they saw that this guy is not making his wudu correctly. And they thought, how are we going to show this uncle who is so elderly? We are youngsters. They didn't say, we are the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are more superior. We are al-bayt. He said, this man is an elderly person. And we're going to show him the correct way of wudu, because his wudu is not correct, his salat won't be correct. Brothers, this is sharia. This is not what ulama have made up, that this is wudu, and this is the faraid of wudu, and if you don't, wudu is not correct, your namaz is not correct. That's what ulama have made up. There are people living in our community. This is the truth. Then you see, what are all these maulvis talking about wudu, and wudu not right, and namaz not right? What is wrong with them? Rasulullah made wudu with a small little container, and he made his whole entire wudu. So obviously, ma'adallah, obviously this person is saying that there may have been occasions when perhaps his feet may have been dry, and his elbow may have been dry. This is what is called jahalat. Person has no knowledge of Quran and Hadith, pretends he has knowledge of Quran and Hadith, because he does not like ulama and mashayikh. He looked for silly faults, and in reality he is condemning the Shariat. Like that person who is very ugly looking, And he'd never seen himself in the mirror before. So he found a mirror lying somewhere, not knowing what this is. He looked inside, he said, "Oh, no wonder they threw you right this side here." So in reality, what is he talking about? He is condemning the mirror, not himself. So we are perfect, mashallah, we are genuine believers, we are Muslims. But we find fault in the Sharia of Islam. We find fault in Quran and Hadith. We only want to see that in the mirror that makes us look very happy. We only want to see a beautiful face all the time. If there's no beauty in the face, then what happens? Are you going to condemn the mirror? No. So why condemn the ulama? Why condemn the mashayikh? Why condemn the shariat? Why condemn the sunnah? Why condemn the seerah of Rasulullah? Why condemn the sahaba ikram? We have to look what's in ourselves. If you've got a scar, remove the scar. Simple as that. Nothing difficult. But if we're not going to take the pains in removing the scar will remain always. And many mirrors will show us our scar. But we will not be prepared to accept it, then we're going to ignore it at our own peril. So as Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhu went, and they addressed the person, "Uncle, mashallah, you're elderly, you got more knowledge. We are youngsters. Just check if our wudu is correct, please." Hassan radiallahu anhu went first, he made wudu. The person observed, he realized, what this youngster is doing is correct, I'm not doing it right. But obviously there was so much for him to learn, so he learned half the wudu. Then Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhu went, he made the entire wudu. And now by this time the person realized what he was doing was incorrect, and these youngsters have shown him the correct way. He appreciated. And he thanked them. He said, no, what you all are doing is correct. And this is when you show the person with hikmat, with wisdom. And you try to win the person over. And then ulama have mentioned also, this is not Mufti Taqi Sahab, other ulama have mentioned that a mirror will not travel for a distance to find an object. The object has to come in front of the mirror to see its weaknesses. So many times we sit at our offices, at home, in our comfort zones, and we expect to make islah of ourselves. That is not going to be possible. Yes, you may be fortunate that some person comes to your office or to your home, and then he acts as a mirror to you. But if a person wants to beautify herself and preen herself in front of the mirror to make sure she's combing her hair well and applying the jais makeup, and everybody wants to look handsome and beautiful, person's nikah is going to take place, then of course the bride and the bridegroom, and today Allah forgive us, even the bridegroom go for facials. Even the bridegroom go for facials. So we spend so much of time on the zahir of ours, so much of time in front of the mirror. But we had to go to the mirror. The mirror didn't come to us. So for this, for Islam, we have to go to mashayikh, we have to go to ulama, we have to go to scholars, we have to go to the Quran and Hadith, we have to see, check ourselves, put ourselves in front of the mirror and see what are our shortcomings, so that we may rectify ourselves. And of course, the mirror does not distort the image of the object. I explained already, the mirror does not distort the image, it gives the true reflection of the image, of the object, the true reflection of whatever is in front of it. We find Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, what was the effort they made? That the mirror reveals to the person, these are your weaknesses, these are your scars, these are your deficiencies. A person will stand in front of the mirror 1,000 times, but the mirror never gets tired, never gets upset. I've shown you your faults so many times, what is wrong with you? Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam continued, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ Perhaps you are killing yourself. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are so concerned, so worried. Rasulullah sallam did not give up hope, knocked on the doors of the leaders of the Quraysh, Abu Lahab, 100 times. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. He's being rejected, he's thrown out. Thrown out of Makkah, goes to Medina, still he cries, still he makes an effort. So a believer should try again and again to rectify, but of course with hikmah, with wisdom. And never give up hope. Never give up hope. Don't say, I showed this person so many times, and he can do what he wants to do. I did my work. I'm not responsible. No. With hikmah. Of course, you don't keep on. Every day he comes, hey bhai, you got takabur in you, you must sort yourself out. No. You give the person a break. When a person is drunk, you don't make his islah. You wait for him to get sober. Then you explain to him, but you look for the right time, the right opportunities. But you should not give up hope. And therefore, ulama say, what would Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam do? They'll give the dawah to the person, they'll invite him, they'll show him, they'll make the islah. At night, they would cry and make dua. Now, how many of us have shown others their weaknesses and expected them to change, but we ourselves didn't cry and make sincere dua for the person? Oh Allah, this is my brother, this is my sister. Ya Allah, they've got this weakness. Ya Allah, you help this person. Help him to change his condition. Help him to reform himself. And this is what is lacking in all of us. There was the time when Sahaba-e-Kiram, during the day they would make an effort for the deen, at night they would spread out the musalla and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the condition of our elders. Again I will say, because most of you are familiar with Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi, had enough interaction with him, and this is the truth, that he would cry and make dua for that person, for this person, for that person. The ummah has got so much of problems. Now when you hear so many of those incidents and so many problems, obviously your sleep will vanish, and then you will forget yourself in your dua. You'll make dua for that person because you can see your sister is being persecuted by her husband. Or you can see that person is in financial problems. Somebody can't make ends meet. He's battling. Somebody got cancer. And somebody is so sick. And somebody. So obviously now you will make fikr. But here we are talking also about a person who's genuinely got some weakness. And you're trying desperately that this change must come in him. But not just inviting him, not just talking to him about it, just trying to reform him by means of words. You must go home and you must cry on his behalf. Then you're a true believer also. And this is what Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam would do. And Hazrat Mufti Shafi sahab says, Mufti Taqi sahab says, Mere walid majid Hazrat Mullah Mufti Muhammad Shafi sahab rahmatullah farmaya karte the, ke daawat tabligh karne wale aur amr bil maruf nahi al munkar karne wale ka kaam ye hai, ke wo apne kaam mein laga rahe. Logo ke na maanne ki wajah se, shor kar na bait jaye, mayus hokar ya naraz hokar ya gussa hokar na bait jaye, ke maine to bahut samjhaya, lekin unhone meri baat nahi mani, lihaza ab main nahi kahunga. Aisa na kare, balki ye soche ke maine ye kaam kiske liye kiya tha, Allah ko razi karne ke liye kiya tha. Aainda bhi jitni martaba karunga Allah ko razi karne ke liye karunga, har martaba mujhe kehne ka ajr aur sawab mil jayega, isliye mera to maqsad hasil hai. Ab dusra maan raha hai ya nahi, nahi maan raha hai, usse mera barah raas koi taluq nahi, wo to Allah taala ka muamala hai, ke Allah taala kisko hidayat deta hai usko hidayat aur kisko hidayat nahi dete. So those who are involved in the work of da'wah and tabligh, amr bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar, those who are giving wa'az, nasihat, ulama, mashayikh, then they should never lose hope. You have to continue. This was the condition of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because what is our maqsad? We are doing it that Allah Ta'ala must be pleased. And if you do it 1,000 times also each time, with that fervor, that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must become pleased. We don't lose hope. Mahol ki durusti ka behtareen tariqa, inshallah, this last part and complete. Haqeeqat ye hai, ke ek mu'min ikhlas ke saath baat kehta hai, aur bar bar kehta hai, aur saath saath Allah Ta'ala se dua bhi karta hai. Person is sincere, so he says something sincerely, he says it repeatedly, and he makes dua. 3 things. He must have ikhlas. The one who is now showing the person his weakness, the mirror. Obviously the mirror can't have sincerity. But we are talking about the believer. The believer has to be sincere. The one who is pointing out the weakness to his friend, he has to be sincere. And he has to repeatedly mention this weakness. And he has to make fervent dua for him. Ya Allah, mera fulan bhai, us guna ke andar mubtala hai, usko hidayat ata farma. Ya Allah, this friend of mine, he is caught up in that sin. Ya Allah, you give him hidayat, you remove him. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib says, if all of us do this with sincerity, and we do it repeatedly, and we make dua also, then he says the entire mahol will change. The environment will change. The environment will become deeni. Because then everybody will be worried about the islah. And of course, when you see al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min, a believer is a mirror of another believer, it does not mean that we don't rectify and reform ourselves. Just like how we are showing somebody else their weakness, somebody is going to show us our weakness. In fact, that person also can show us our weakness. There are certain things that we do not possess, and that man possesses. So it's twofold. That whilst we are showing somebody his weakness, he is going to be a mirror for us, and he will show us our weakness. Barhal is hadith mein jo farmaya, کہ ایک مؤمن دوسرے مؤمن کا آئینہ ہے, اس سے یہ سبق ملا کہ مؤمن کا کام بار بار بتا دینا ہے اور نہ ماننے کی صورت میں صدمہ اور غم کرنا یا ہار مان کر بیٹھ جانا مؤمن کا کام نہیں ہے. What is the work of a believer? He has to repeatedly make an effort and show his beloved brother or sister her weakness, and he must not become or must not lose hope and sit back and say, no, I can't explain to any person, this person is not listening to me. If you're a genuine believer, if you have sincerity, you don't want to score any points. At home, we can do this very easily. We'll tell our wife, I'll show you all your weaknesses. You must show me my weaknesses. The first weakness she'll show you, you know, I don't have this thing. The qasam in Allah, I don't have this thing. She's showing you she's sincere. As we said in the beginning, we won't shout at the mirror. You won't curse the mirror, you won't become upset with the mirror. Don't become upset if we are sincere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to change our condition. May Allah ta'ala help us to reform our weaknesses and act as true mirrors to others, and also others will become true mirrors to us, so that we can make islah of ourselves. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.